cycling. And he told me a couple months ago, and he said, wait till there's a level playing field in world cycling and watch the name Daryl Impey. And boy, has it come true already. Daryl, great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Graham. Thanks for having me.
And just congrats on all the recent success. And I mean, what a year. Did you ever dream that this is the kind of year you could have?
No, not really. It's kind of a season that you dream for. So very fortunate to have such a solid year and, injury free and also, getting a yellow jersey and silver at the World Championships and, picking up a few wins along the way. It's definitely been the biggest and best season I've had so far. So, really happy and I think it's going to be quite hard to top it.
I think you can definitely top that. But just that passport must be full of different visas now. You've been traveling all over the place.
Yeah, I would have liked to have come back to South Africa earlier. But straight after the tour, we had quite a lot of racing and still left in Europe. And so I've been quite busy and only finished my last race 2 weeks ago, so being the World Championships in Italy. So, bit of downtime now, and really looking forward to actually having a bright South Africa with some mates and just enjoying it.
Nothing like that. And I just want to go back a little bit, and just this is very nostalgic. I want to play this back from the Tour de France after you became the first South African rider to wear the leader's yellow jersey in the prestigious race.
Bit nervous, it's always quite nervous when you've got the yellow jersey, but everyone's spirits are high, so we're going to give it a good crack and hopefully we can get Gossie up there and then keep the yellow jersey the most important again, so that's our main focus.
That yellow jersey, that feeling of putting that on must have been just something out of this world.
Yeah, when I hear that being played again, it just gives me goosebumps all over. It's definitely a magical moment. And, when I think back of it now, it all happened so fast. And I wish it could have just hung around for longer. But, definitely when I hear that interview again now, it just brings back all this flood of good memories. And, definitely it just makes me realize, again what I've done. And I'm just super proud of it.
No, I mean, the whole of South Africa, we're always looking for sporting heroes and great stories. And when you put on that yellow jersey, I mean, the whole of South Africa united, whether you be cycling fans or non-cycling fans, it was goosebump stuff for the whole of South Africa. And then, I mean, just the whole Tour de France experience for you, that's going to stand you in good stead going forward, obviously, as well.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely put me, my name's, I've got quite a good reputation now from the Tour de France, which has been great for me and gained quite a lot of respect within the peloton. And also, coming back to South Africa now, I can see that a lot of people recognize me a little bit more. And just kind of with putting South African cycling a little bit on the map on a bigger scale. And, hopefully this draws a lot more sponsorship and investment into the sport, and I'm really hopeful, and I think cycling's in a good way at the moment.
Certainly, you talk about it. I mean, the benchmark for South African riders is getting higher and higher with every year, and it's great to see that more South African cyclists are getting that opportunity to compete overseas and internationally.
Yeah, now we're seeing 2 weekends ago, we had a young under 23 rider, Louis Monkeys, who also got a silver medal in the World Road Championship. So, a couple of years ago, we were seen as the laughing stock at the World Championships. But, like you say, now the guys are getting these opportunities racing on, foreign teams or with MTN Quebeca. So, we're getting the guys are getting exposed a lot more to that kind of that hardness and those kinds of races. So it's only general that in general we're going to improve. And I think this is the starting point for South African cycling. And I got inspired when Robbie Hunter won the Tour de France stage, and I hope my yellow jersey inspired a lot more youngsters. So I think we're all starting to believe now that we've got what it takes. And cycling's changed drastically over the last couple of years. And I think we're in a good spot at the moment, and now it's just to keep this momentum going.
The Tour de France, how does that compare with your silver medal in the men's team time trial at the Road World Champs in Italy?
I mean, Look, if we won gold, it would have, you know, would have still been up there. But you know, I think nothing can take the spot of wearing a yellow jersey at the Tour de France. That was definitely the highest, and you know, probably the biggest achievement one could ever ask for. You know, there's so many good bikers that never get this opportunity to, you know, who've even won bigger races than what I have, and they've never had the chance to win wear the yellow jersey. So no, that's definitely ranked up there as. That one will be hard to beat. You know, I think the only thing that could beat that is a world championship gold medal in the road race. That would probably top that.
Speaking about busy years for you, also the birth of your son Aiden, and has he got a BMX yet?
No, he's no, I'm actually going to try and keep him away from the bicycle. it's too hard, this sport. I think he has to do something else. Yeah, he's been a great joy for our family, and you know, just it's actually nice now to be off the bike a little bit and actually interact with him a little bit, because it's you know, during the year you have to become a little bit selfish at times. But you know, I've got a really supportive wife and family back home, and Aiden's just he's been a great joy to our family.
You get a well-deserved break now, but I think you're still riding. Are you riding the 94.7 just for charity then?
Yes, yeah, it's quite exciting. We're actually getting a peloton together, and everyone can come in. Everyone who hasn't entered can still probably enter. And we're basically raising funds for the Teddy Bear Clinic. So guys will pay a fee to join our peloton, and all proceeds go to the Teddy Bear Clinic. And we get a jersey, and I've roped Garen Thomas from Team Sky as well to come and join us for the day. So we're just going to be riding at a slow pace, and like I said, just kind of enjoying it. And the bigger picture is raising as much money as we can for the Teddy Bear Clinic, who need it. So hopefully we can get quite a lot of money, and I'm looking forward to, you know, joining the Momentum Twitter ride as well on the Saturday before. So it gives a chance for everyone to come see some of the professional riders that they don't get to see all year round. And yeah, so just a great event, and looking forward to that.
Yeah, nice course as well. And then next year, the Tour Down Under, would that be your first competitive event?
Yeah, the Tour Down Under is going to start in January. So that's already kind of penciled into the diary for next year. So that'll first race for me. Probably head back to South Africa after that for the championships Durban in February, and then leading up to the classics, which will be Milan San Remo and Tour of Flanders and Amstel Gold, which will be the major focus for the first part of the season.
The Impey family is synonymous with cycling in South Africa. I mean, how did you get your start?
Quite lucky. My father owns a bike shop in Bedford Centre, so it's always been, you know, in our genes. But just started off at a mountain bike race, and kind of enjoyed that. And I was playing all other sports at that time, cricket and soccer and everything. But, you know, once I started racing on the mountain bike, I really enjoyed that, and then got a chance to do a few road races, and then decided that I enjoyed the road more. But, and then kind of just progressed from there to be where I am now. But, it's been quite a long and hard road, but it's been very rewarding at the end of the day.
Outside of cycling, other hobbies?
I enjoy a little bit of golf now and then. I'm not very good at it, but people say, what's my handicap? I say golf. But I just kind of enjoy that, kind of getting out there, doing something different. And I kind of just enjoy relaxing wherever we go. I don't really have one hobby that I like to do, but I really enjoy a game of golf now and again.
Daryl, just some message to young cyclists out there. The sport just keeps growing and growing in leaps and bounds, and you really have become a massive role model for so many in this country. What would be your message to them?
I think the biggest message is probably perseverance. It's a sport where you often feel like you're getting kicked down. There's moments in your career, or in everyone's, most seasons, you know, we go through 90 race days, and most of 85 of them our heads are getting kicked in, and five of them are, you know, you get some victory or something good out of it. But it's definitely a hard sport, but I think if you persevere enough with it, you're definitely going to go places. And it's not easy to get there, but I think if you have the will and you enjoy your bike enough, the sky's the limit. And I just think constant perseverance from and keep pushing and believing in yourself is the main thing.
And then just finally, there still just seems to be too many tragedies on our roads with regard to cyclists. And, you know, there's the guys can ride off-road, but at the end of the day, it's just, there needs to be some kind of, I don't know, I mean, when in Europe and stuff, what are they doing differently that we're not doing differently, and we still yet have tragedy week after week with regard to cyclists?
Yeah, it's a very sad, it's a very, very sad point for South African cycling in general. You know, we don't have any bike lanes. You know, when we're racing, even when I'm riding in Europe and there are no bike lanes, there's a lot of respect between cars and riders, you know, and I think it's a two-way street at the end of the day. I think I've seen some riders in South Africa also disrespecting, disobeying the rules here, so I think it starts with us as well, trying to obey the rules as best we can, and, you know, I think it will get reciprocated. But I think a big factor is that, you know, the roads aren't wide enough, number one, and, we don't have a shoulder to ride in. So whereas in Europe, you know, you most of the time you do have that, or you have bike-specific lanes, which make things a lot easier. But, yeah, it's definitely... And I think the numbers are just increasing every year, which is, you know, it's time to kind of take a bit of action now, and hopefully we start seeing some things change. I think Cape Town started something already, and so hopefully that's something that's going to change in the future.
Fantastic. Daryl Impey, what a privilege chatting to you on Sports Fight tonight. Congrats again, and hope 2014 is even a bigger year for you. I got a good feeling.
Thanks, Graham. I hope so. And lovely talking to you again.
Take care then. Daryl Impey. And what a name he's made for South African cycling. And long may it continue. Big, big cricket news today. Sachin Tendulkar. You knew it had to come at some stage. But anyway, the maestro, the Indian batting legend, announced his retirement from all forms of cricket at the age of 40. He's going to be buying out after his 200th test match next month. And unfortunately, it's going to be in India, which doesn't bode well for that India tour to South Africa. And I know that the South African, I think Chris Nenzani, the South African cricket president, is on his way to India today to try and mend fences again. It just doesn't seem like it's all going to work out too well for India's cricket tour of South Africa. Anyway, former Pakistan captain Imran Khan said just a while ago, he said that Indians may not be able to imagine cricket without Sachin Tendulkar, but that he should leave on a high. And this was an interview he did with NDTV, I think, a couple months ago.
What do I say about Sachin? Such a great player. But I can only say, if I was in his position, I would want to leave on a high. And my greatest worry was that I should never be at the mercy of the select.